Episode 55, Reunited, Captured. Through the barracks and into the executive wing, the crew have made their way through the Renegade's blood. Sarn collected a few critical injuries and pocket watches, and Bobbins reactivated a custodian bot, and Max shared some of his stimmies in order to revive his door-kicking and unconscious mate. But after questioning and spacing a few human resource associates, the crew has found Makara, Sarn's long-lost enslaved sister. The reunion was short, however, as the group was ambushed by Wookiees and a particularly menacing leader, and now find themselves captured. No, now's not a time to worry about Roombex. Never mind that he's drifting further and further into the void. Please, won't you focus on yourselves for once?
Never.
Okay. So, that reminds me. Sarn.
Oh, no. I thought you were going to skip past this.
No. Every time you fall unconscious, you need to roll a critical injury. That's just how these things work. And you did not.
No. So,
can I?
No.
No, I think I have to roll for you. All right. Well, I'm going to roll a critical injury here. Yep. Roll. Off balance. And I will put that on your character, Sarn.
He's stumbling.
He's stumbling or rumbling. Where does this go? Where does it show up?
It's underneath it's the second to bottom tab on my sheet option.
Oh, there it is. Off balance.
Add to next. Add one difficulty to the next skill check.
Okay.
To just one.
I guess so, but you'll still have the critical injury. You just won't have to. Right. All right. So, and then when the next roll is plus 10, when you roll your second critical injury?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's plus 10 for every critical injury. When rolling for a critical injury, add plus 10 for every critical injury the character is already suffering. Well, off balance was like nothing. What number is that?
24.
Yep. Wow. Got off easy with that one. Plus 10.
Oh, no.
Compromise. Oh. Let's read this. Increase difficulty of all skill checks by one until the end of the encounter.
By two?
No, it just says by one.
No, it says severity. Oh, just say by one.
Oh no, that's how you get rid of it. That's how you heal it. It's a two difficulty to heal.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
All right, great. Okay, let's... All right. And the other thing I wanted to roll was there was a very important question asked at the end of last session, right before we ended, which was, did my disguise work? Or no. What was it? That was the name of the episode. Are they fooled by my disguise?
I've been on pins and needles all week.
And I'll say this. We said that your disguise was probably not going to trick anyone into thinking you're a Wookiee.
Correct, because I am, in fact, a Lasat.
You are a Lasat. They are very different beasts.
Yes.
But she might be wearing a bandolier.
I am wearing a bandolier.
You're wearing a bandolier and other uniforms adjacent to space pirates.
And I was able to fool that custodian bot. So, I mean...
I think it's worth a deception roll, at the very least. I'll roll it if you want.
what is this Wookiee doing here?
Now, you will be rolling against the discipline of the what you guys have perceived as the leader. So it will be 3 red die.
You know what? Let's go big or go home. Let's do it. I mean,
all right.
And if it doesn't happen, it's totally cool.
Do you have, what is your, let me look at your sheet. I want to see what your skills are. Is your deception higher than your skullduggery? No, you have good skullduggery. I think this kind of makes sense that it could be a skullduggery.
All right, let's skullduggery this.
Skullduggle.
Okay, and you said 3 red, correct?
Red. So you have to change it from black to red.
Okay.
Did you figure out how to do that? Because I have not tried that. Oh, we got to do the Destiny pool.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that first.
Excellent. Bad. Bad. Also bad.
Okay. A force is on our side.
Turns out.
We're going to need it.
Come on.
I am not doing so hot.
No, you're compromised.
You are off. You know, some might even say you're off balance. Okay, so when I roll skullduggery, right, it's got 2 yellow, a green, and 2 purple. So then I just add 3.
No, what you will do is you'll upgrade difficulty. So let me pull up your... just so I can look at the same screen. Skullduggery. All right. So you can upgrade. I think it should be, you'll have to hit upgrade 4 times.
All right.
Because you can pull up the 3 red dice.
2, 3, 4. All right. Yeah. So I got 2 yellow, a green, and then the 3 red.
Oh, nice. Okay. So, all right. So this is how I see this working. Well, we could role play it, but the 2 threats are, as I've mentioned, threats. You're wearing somebody else's clothes, right? Is that where they came from?
Yeah, I definitely just... I was opening up lockers and found, like, something that I could wear that looked, you know, like I belonged there. It was someone else's clothing.
Okay.
That I found in the locker room.
All right. That is... the threat is that is noticeable. Okay, so you guys are still in this... I moved you already, but we're gonna have to start here instead, back in this small room where Makara is in the middle in a cage, and on the back side of them is 3 Wookiees and 1 real tough mother-looking Wookiee. Let me send you that picture of him again.
Oh, yes, I remember that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's one tough mother-looking Wookiee.
One yeah. super tough Wookiee.
And the three other Wookiees are, there's two on his side and one coming up, you know, behind him. He says to you guys, well, gotcha. What? Hold on. We've got, Twi'lek, Vesta, and what are you doing here?
And then Bo Benz is going to kind of remember that she is, in fact, wearing the this disguise. She's going to, like, jump back for a moment and go, I found these two snooping around, and she gives Mac kind of a shove, like a, you know, hey.
Yeah, you and, almost caught me, too.
Brought him here for questioning.
I'm not answering any questions. I told you earlier.
Yeah, and I still have my rifle, I think. So I'm going to pull that around and kind of like, you know, I brought them in. They were just snooping around. They were busy in HR looking at different files. I think that's got to be a real personnel complaint. That's got to be a confidentiality breach.
Well, it's a good thing that he fell into the trap.
It was well placed, this trap. I definitely didn't forget to read the memo you put out about traps being on this particular level in the executive wing.
How could you have missed that memo? It's our entire mission.
Well, I will admit, I'm not much of a memo reader.
Those clothes look familiar. I don't remember there being a Lasat here.
It's a uniform, right? They all look the same.
I step before it. I'm like, you're never going to take us alive, right, Sarn?
I'm not too far off. Oh.
Sarn's all weird now that he's found his sister.
All right. I
poke the guy who's talking to in the chest and say, you will never take us.
We just took you.
What?
Not alive.
You are. Oh, so you're dead.
This trap doesn't even have any kind of net.
Look at him, and I give Sarn like a rough shake, and I'm assuming since he's off balance, it really shakes him up.
This was the worst ill-conceived trap I've ever seen. I don't know.
Well, you fell for it.
I did not fall for it. I was in here looking for something important that I lost earlier. All right.
Yes, that's what we counted on. You looking for this slave for some reason, and then you did, and now we've got you cornered. You're caught. That is a trap.
It's a good trap, too.
Well, what's that over there?
Yeah, I'm not falling for that, bad buddy boy. All right. You're coming with us.
For it.
And you didn't even let me roll for it, man.
Roll for what? Like, what's behind me? No.
Deception?
Yeah. That's behind you is a bunch of deception.
Here's your deception, and he throws binders on you.
Oh.
Yeah, and then I kind of, like, I'll go behind and kind of, like, you know, gently shove them in whatever direction.
Oh, yeah, both of us?
I like the shoving.
Hey, take it easy, man.
I'm a big fan of it.
Okay, yeah. Just remember, you're our hostage, not theirs.
What?
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to her.
Why are you talking to her?
Because her name.
Yeah, no talking to prisoners. And I give him a real good whack.
And Max suffers one strain.
Thanks, honey.
Yes, but it's a convincing whack.
Give you a convincing whack.
No, you won't.
Gross.
I think he's talking about me. I think I'm going to get it later.
Yeah, that is being a wife. All right. And then they start frog walking you over to, they throw hoods on your heads. Although not on Bobbin's heads, head. And they start walking you over to,
Gesundheit.
Thank you.
Past where you came in from. I guess I can, I don't know if you guys can see this.
Game's paused. Oh, yeah, we can see that.
All right. Can you see the rooms as you fly by them?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I'm not, I haven't moved the Wookiees back, but I'm just going to move you guys so you can see where you're going. Oh, that door is locked. Not anymore. Okay. And you guys are being frog walked by the four Wookiees and Bobbins down the hall out of the executive wing, which you worked so hard to get into, and into what looks like a hangar, where in the middle of the hangar, there is a big cage waiting for you. The Wookiees empty your pockets of weapons and throw you into the cage. You wouldn't be good prisoners if you had weapons.
With Makara?
Makara is in a separate cage, in the hangar, but across the room. Bobbins, I was anticipating that you would not have your weapon, so I took it away from you, but alas, you kept your weapon.
I'm fully armed.
You are armed to the gills.
With two weapons.
I thought you got gills, right?
Whose spiked mace is this? Is that yours?
Oh, I think I do have a spiked mace, but I don't know if I brought it with me. I think I just brought the vibro sword and then I stole the rifle.
Oh, it's back in your inventory.
Nice.
I did take this stuff out of your inventory that they would be taking, which is basically the armor and some items.
All the armor?
I'm sorry, I said armor, but I meant guns.
Oh.
Did I keep saying armor? I meant your weapons.
Oh, you just said it the one time.
That was enough to be wrong. Okay. You see them. They take your weapons away. They lock them up into a locker. They lock you up into a cage. They say, okay, Lissat, and what's your identification again?
Identification is Bobbins.
Okay, Bobbins.
Name.
Is it? Is that your first name or last name?
It doesn't matter.
None of this matters. Okay, well, you keep an eye on these people. We're going to head back over to HQ and smoke some cigarettes.
Sounds like you've had enough, buddy.
Excuse me?
Sounds like you've had enough,
then
buddy.
He pokes you in the eyes like a Three Stooges character.
Can I throw my hand up to block it?
I think he has a roll.
No, I don't think so. It's just meant to annoy you.
Yuck.
Are you annoyed?
A little bit.
It didn't work. All right. They leave you. They're not happy with your comment, but you see them leave through the door in the back.
Holy shit, guys. I can't believe that worked.
Makara! Can you hear me?
Yes,
guys,
I can.
I can hear you. Holy shit, she can hear us.
Yes,
I have ears. I'm not that far. I'm just here on the other side of the room.
Oh, really? I'm really bad at directions, man.
How the hell did you get here?
They walked us down here.
Yeah, basically.
Wait, are you talking to her?
No, I'm talking to Makara.
Sorry.
It was the same thing.
That's... fell into a trap trying to save your sister?
What? No, I've been a slave. I had no personal autonomy.
Okay.
They bought me. They brought me on this ship.
What did they have you doing?
You know, really, they just kept me... they just kept me in a cell and said that I would prove... I would eventually prove useful. I didn't really know what they meant.
A cell in the executive suite, too.
How long have you been here?
On this ship?
Yes.
Now I'm trying to remember how long you guys have been hunting the butt radar.
Seems like years.
several
light years.
I've only been here for like a couple days.
Who are you?
Oh, hi. My name's Bo Benz. I'm actually, well, I shouldn't be saying this too loud, but not with the butt radar. Didn't want you to get any wrong ideas.
I'm confused.
Yeah, no, it's okay. We all are. This is Sarn. Have you met Sarn?
Yes, we're...
That's my sister.
We're related.
Oh! Oh.
She's the one we're... Well, not the one we're here to get, but...
I feel like we've never had a chance to bond, Sarn, so I'm glad that we help you find your sister. And, oh, and this is Mac.
Hi, Makara. I'm your brother's... I think I'm his friend and, partner.
Lover?
No, but I do love. I mean, I do love the guy. He's a nice guy, but
I don't really know the relationship myself.
I'm dealing with a slight, I think, a concussion. Bo Benz, you hit me right in the head.
I'm really sorry about that. I imagine I'm drinking something,
but you guys have no idea where I had that thing.
Oh, the
captain. Sorry about that. I wanted it to be convincing.
Well, I am laying on the floor, and I am not happy.
you are pouting on the floor.
No, I am. I have a headache, and because I got hit in the head, and I am on the floor, and I am not happy.
I'm sorry. And I didn't mean to like hit you that hard. I mean, did you? To be fair, every time I've gotten into combat, I really get my ass kicked. I didn't think one little hit, but I forgot you're not Lissat. You're just, you know, Terran, and that they're kind of or Alderaan. Where are you from?
I don't know right now. I got a headache.
You know, we have had just so many adventures. I don't even really know you guys. Well, I'm getting tripped out. I don't even know you guys.
My name's Pat McKenzie. I'm an Alderaanian, all right? There you go.
What?
Hello.
Oh.
Makara, what do you know about this ship?
Well, they had me in the executive suite for a little while. I mean, mostly I was in the prison hold. There were two other Twi'leks on board.
We found them.
Oh, you did. Did you see that?
No, they're hostages. They're our hostages now.
They're your hostage? Am I your hostage?
No, you're not our hostage.
Are you? You're still bounty hunting?
Yes.
Man, I don't really like what Gygax got you in.
No, but it got me to you, so it's fine.
Yeah, you seem awfully violent, and your friends are kind of afraid of you.
It's kind of true.
Yeah, it comes with the territory.
You did take me hostage.
That was a group effort.
You're taking hostages?
I'm not entirely sure. I'm not entirely sure you didn't take me hostage. I mean...
Are these people your hostages?
This
is not the time for this
discussion.
Sorry,
are you in the middle of this story?
I feel like you took the wrong lesson out of this whole slavery thing.
If I can't be the slave, I'll own them.
One of the hostages has a gun.
I do!
Can't be a hostage if they got a gun and I'm the one in the cage.
Am I the villain now?
No, you're going to open the cage. Why are you still not opening the cage?
I don't have any keys.
Oh, well, look around.
It's right. She doesn't have the keys.
They probably have them hanging on like a keychain somewhere around here. That's how these things
Oh, you
work,
think?
Right?
I mean, is there a dog somewhere?
I'm gonna start looking around this room.
Is there
room.
A guard that's sleeping somewhere and you can just take the key off of him?
No, she is.
Hold on, let me check.
Guard.
Oh, she is the sleeping guard.
I'm the one who gets fooled into unlocking the prisoners. All right, guys, I'm looking around. Should I roll something to see? What do I got? I got general skills.
You did it again, Boo.
He got the first one right, though.
Oh, no, he didn't. That was me. I just had him highlighted, so it showed.
Oh.
Perception. Should I roll perception to see if there's anything here that's useful?
Yeah, why not?
All right, cool. Just average everything?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. You're looking around the room. You see that there is no obvious keys. There's no keys just laying around. It would make a very poor jail cell if the keys were just laying around. This isn't Mayberry. However, you did notice that the cage lowers down from the ceiling. It does seem to be electrically controlled from a computer.
So there's like a big hole in the ceiling where the cage came down from?
Mm-hmm. Kind of like cool. The cage in WWE. It comes down from the ceiling and it surrounds them.
Before we get too far from it, I just want to say, for a man who complains about references, you just referenced an Andy...
Andy Griffith.
What? So what if it was 50 years from before I was born?
And then you went right to WWE.
It's just a very strange...
It's like two sentences
gap
later.
I know, it's very strange.
And did everyone understand what I was saying?
It took me a little bit. It kind of...
So reference accomplished.
Very.
Wait, hold on, guys. There's a... Hold on, I think I see some electrical up there, and I want to just, like, jump on top of the cage and, like, clamber above it so I can pop my head into the little hole and look at the electrical that's in there.
Okay. You can do that. You can jump. Yeah, you start climbing the cage on the outside, kind of like Mankind, up to the top of the cage. And oh, my God! Don't do it!
Stop! Damn it! Damn it!
Which she doesn't. She's literally the only one here who doesn't, or at least has not mentioned her family. And
oh, no, they're all dead.
Okay.
Why is she so quiet about it?
Wow.
And we're thankful for that, honestly, the quietness. It's a lot of fucking backwards drama in this world.
All right, we're quickly losing the thread. She climbed to the top of the cage.
Pop my head up there, and I'm taking a look at the electrical, trying to figure out if there's any way I can disable the cell. The cage and release you guys.
Okay, you get up there. It is a it's a jail. It is a pirate jail, but it is a little bit more secure than the computer type stuff that you're used to dealing with. I don't think you have history like working in that type of field.
Yeah, this is like pure electrical stuff, guys. There's a lot of wires here. Jesus Christ.
Well, can you short it out somehow?
I don't got any like water or anything.
Use your mace. And just
I forgot I had a sword. I think if I just like start hacking away at stuff here, it's gonna set off some alarm. Like this is pretty nifty stuff. They got top of the line equipment up here.
I think. Let me look at your sheet. Yeah, with your mechanics, you could probably mechanics or computers, some type of check or get into like the wires on there.
All right, let me see if I got any extra.
How big is the space between these bars?
You got them. They made them too big. No.
Star just walks out.
Jeez, walks out.
They're made to hold Wookiees.
I mean, I guess if you didn't have any arms, maybe you could be squeezed through. No.
Oh, I wasn't talking about me.
I guess I'm trying to think. What is the cage? I guess it's a fence in WWE, huh?
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm imagining it's something kind of like that.
My gun can't be passed in between the bars.
It kind of looks like a fancy birdcage from above.
No, I'll say that. Okay. So you've got the big bars, these big black bars, which are probably big, you know, wide enough, kind of like your standard jail bars, which would be wide enough to put a gun through. There is also on the inside kind of like a chain link fence or, you know, a little bit more fine that you would not be able to pass a gun through. But if you could somehow get through that inner mesh, you might be able to get a gun through there. Through it by destroying it somehow.
Well, Benz.
Yeah.
Use your vibro sword to cut a hole in this mesh.
If I do anything to this, I'm gonna guess just from if I just start tampering with this jail cell, it's gonna the alarms are gonna go off. Right?
I mean, it makes sense. But also, I'm already in a cage.
Yes, so and you are quite compromised.
You are a fish.
I'm fine with the alarms going off, I guess.
Yeah, you've got nothing to lose.
Can I? I'm going to roll a mechanical check, but I'm going to. I have this gearhead bonus, I guess.
Where right, so I this, remove this mechanical check.
Hooray.
Okay. This yeah. would. If you succeed this mechanical check, you will have access to the wires inside.
Okay.
And presumably those wires... Well, we'll see if you can get that through.
We'll see if we get that far.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I downgrade one difficulty, right?
No. Is one setback. Okay. I'm going to say since it's... Since it is a jail cell, I'm going to... I would like to upgrade those difficulties, the two, to red.
Okay. To red?
Yes.
Cool. All right. Let's go.
All right. Check failed. Advantages, one. What would you think for your advantages, not being able to get open that?
I think definitely maybe I can't open it, but I can see where more of the wires like lead out to.
Okay, cool.
I can kind of maybe roughly make out where this computer is that controls it is, maybe.
All right. Yes. You can. Great deduction work. They move out past... you can see them run this way towards the wall. And then they run along the wall this way, down towards the corner, and up through the back, through... Not through this door, but in the same direction of where this door is going.
Okay, good news, bad news, guys. And she jumps out of the hole and kind of just lands next to him. I definitely can't break you out from here, but I think I can break you out from down there. Out through that door.
Wonderful.
All right, well, then maybe you should do that.
I'm going to continue sitting here with my headache and pouting.
Oh my God, someone give this man a stimmy.
For a headache...
Well, no, it's just so he shuts up about it.
Zarn, I've had a rough day. I got hit in the head wire.
Knocked unconscious twice. Sorry, unconscious twice.
Yeah, but that happens
too
a lot.
You got a little smack on the forehead.
And it really hurt. I feel betrayed. By my own hostage.
Who could have saw that one coming?
All right, well, see you guys later. I'll be right back. And she runs towards that door.
Okay,
so long. So, Sarn,
yeah,
how long have you had a sister for?
Her entire life.
You've never brought it up before.
Are you sure?
That was sarcasm. If I had my card, I'd give you my sarcasm card.
Oh.
I'm not sure if he has, actually.
Well, either way. So, how's it going over there, Makara?
I'm still a slave. It's not great, but I make do.
Not for long.
I'm still a slave.
Not happy about it.
Brandon, I'm still a janitor.
Out of character, but I'm really starting to see some family resemblance here.
Between Makara and Sar?
The general sarcasm and pessimism is just, you know.
I mean, I haven't killed anyone yet or kicked down any doors.
Fair enough.
Your brother's
kicking the doors.
Your brother's badass at kicking down a door. I mean, you have a door that's in your way, throw him at it. Honestly, also, last four doors I was really impressed with.
You keep calling me.
I have no brother.
Him. And brother.
I'm sorry.
Sibling.
You're canceled.
I am canceled.
Oh,
next time you do it, you get a bigger
You never
headache.
Notice when I tell you her either, so there you go.
No, I here. Notice.
Here, take it. Take another headache.
All right. While the conversation lulls, can I look through this door and open it, or is it locked?
You're trying the knob?
Yeah, I'm trying the knob. Like, I'm trying to open it, but I'm not going to kick it open. I'm going to open it like a normal person would open a door.
Okay.
With caution.
What you really got to do is put all of your weight into the foot to kick the door open.
And as you walk through the door, Sarge's voice fades into the distance as he's telling you how to open a door with your foot.
With your foot. All right. This appears to be a hallway.
So you enter a small hallway. You can see in the ceiling still there. You're still tracing the cables that are coming, or the conduit from the cage, and it still goes through yet this door in the front.
Okay. I'm going to try that door too.
Okay. Are you being careful?
I'm opening the door like a normal person, so just opening it just normally.
but not stealthily.
No, not stealthily either.
Okay. Let's see. Don't go. Oh shit! All right, don't go through yet. I'm trying to think of how to do this. I'm just gonna flip a coin. All right. Okay. You open it like a normal person, and you look through the door frame. You're not jumping into the room, but you look in, and I will. Yeah, you can go through here on this other side, so you can get a lay of the land. Luckily for you, you do not arouse any suspicion. You do notice the computer to your left, these yellow lights back here. That's where the conduit is leading to. There's a man sitting at the console, sort of, you know, looking at it, but not like staring at the screen. So, not looking at it too intensely. You see the leader of those three Wookiees and his band of merry men. They are kind of just bustling about, like in front in this area,
smoking cigarettes.
Smoking cigarettes because they love them and they haven't gotten enough, no matter what Sarn says. And the room looks like the headquarters of the ship. There's just it's the nicest room that you have been to in the ship so far. But
okay.
That's all you see. You can see it's a little bit bigger. There's some things that you can't. It's a bigger room. There are still some things that you can't see. But that's what you can see right off the bat.
Okay. And I'm not like, they aren't immediately like turning and seeing me standing there like an idiot.
Not yet, unless you want to kick that door.
No, I definitely don't. Okay. A lot of people in here. Really hoping this was just being abandoned, like, closet or something.
Really wish you had a grenade right now.
That'd be silly. Why would they put a computer in a closet?
A grenade closet.
A grenade closet. Oh, wait, I have a communicator. Oh, wait, do they still have their communicators?
Mac, do you still have your communicator in your inventory?
Oh, yeah, it's up my inventory.
Guys, there's a... Hello?
Hello?
Oh, good, they didn't take this from you.
No, they couldn't find it. Let me tell you what. Otherwise, who is this? How'd you get this number?
It's Bo Benz. You gave it to me.
Oh, Bo Benz. Oh, I'm sorry. Have I told you I got hit in the head today by a good colleague of mine?
Are you going to let me live this down?
I'm never going to let you live this down.
You've been upgraded.
All right. Well, listen. There's tons of people in here.
In where?
In this room that I'm in.
Oh.
The computer's over here, but there's lots of people.
Do you have a grenade?
Just walk up to it like you know what you're doing, and no one will know whatever. Just tell them your name. Okay, I'll give you a good name, okay? Tell them your name is... MacIver... MacIver Skedaddle.
Okay.
That's a good name.
Aren't they the ones that... You already told your name to?
Oh, I didn't tell them my name.
Not you.
I told them my name.
Oh, well then, just tell them that, you know, just tell them, I don't know, just walk in there like you know what you're doing and go up to a computer.
This was not as helpful as I was hoping. Goodbye. And she shuts it. I'm going to walk to the guy at the computer desk. Oh, I got to open it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You're taking the call on the other side of the door.
Yeah, I definitely like stepped in and was like, oh shit, and then stepped out to take a personal call. All right, I'm gonna go up to the computer guy here.
Okay.
All right, computer guy, is he like, you know, I'm assuming he, you know, doesn't really care, but also he is staring at these screens, right?
Yeah, he's staring at the screens.
Okay.
He hasn't quite noticed you yet.
Okay. Can I like mess with these computers though without him seeing me? Or is that gonna be something where he's gonna notice?
Oh yeah, he would definitely notice. I mean, he's using the computers. It's like using a computer that's
It's like I can't just stand over him and like start putting my hand on the mouse and like moving it, you know.
Not without him
without
noticing.
Him noticing.
All right.
Cool.
You walked over there. I would like to go back to
these other of course
for a second. So, where were we back here? You guys were kind of talking to Makara, trying to get...
Just casually imprisoned.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've just been asking her, like, where she's been to, why, like, or, like, what planets, or what people she's been sold to.
Yeah, been to a lot of different places. I started in this, you know, with the Spice Gangs, and some of that was mining spice. Some of it was more, less mining spice and more comfort person is the
comfort
best.
Spice.
Yes.
I specifically made Gygax not, or promised that he wasn't going to let you be sold into that.
Well, that was before, you know. So, all right, you know, it's kind of coming together what you remember and what you didn't. But you know, I was too young at first to do the spice mining. So they kind of just kept me around until I was old enough to do a little bit of that, and then mostly I've been bouncing back and forth from planet to planet throughout the sector. Sometimes as an entertainer, I've been doing some of our famous dances, and I've learned to sing and tap dance a little bit, but I've had various stints as.
Wait! You tap dance? Well, I stand up. I sit up. I'm like, I love tap dancing, and I lay back down.
Wow, I feel closer to your boyfriend here, but yeah, I've been sort of passed around to some jobs not so fun, and some jobs kind of okay. Met some people that made some friends that made it go a little bit easier, but just haven't been able to get over the hump and out. I didn't know where you went and if you still even remembered me.
How could I forget?
I don't know. I can even barely remember being back home in Ryloth.
Well, I'll take you back there.
Could you take me to our family's rock?
That's the first place we're going to go once we get there.
Our boulder, and we can... Never mind. I'm not making the joke.
Yes.
This is a tender moment.
Yes, we can definitely...
What are you going to do on that rock? Boulder. What are you going to do with the boulder? Sorry. I'm overhearing this. This is just touching.
Who left this communicator on?
Turn it off.
What are they going to do on the rock? What are they going to do on the rock?
I turn off the communicator. Go back home. Oh,
but, but yes, what I wouldn't do to see the family boulder again.
Soon.
I've been close before, and it sort of feels like that, where you feel like you're kind of close, but really, really far. All I know is that they brought me onto this ship, and I didn't. It was unusual. Wasn't really doing anything. Usually, they bring me onto a ship to do something, whether that's entertain or serve, or serve in like the
drinks.
And what
drinks.
Yes, drinks or erotic services, stuff like that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, when it gets bad, it gets bad. But when they brought me on here, I mostly just sat around. They actually fed me pretty well, but they let me go out, and I was on here for, a couple of weeks. And they sort of set me up, and it sounded like they were laying a trap, and turned out that was ultimately what happened.
Right. Did you make any friends
here?
That might be willing to help us.
Well, I got to meet a little bit in our quarters, Ufadi and what was her name? Dreel? Deal. There were two other Twi'leks on here. Yes, we met. So I'm kind of friends with them. They knew a little bit more of the people than I did.
If only we wouldn't have left them behind.
You let them out of the.
But we told them to wait in this corridor until we come back.
Well, it doesn't look like we're going to be coming back anytime soon.
Yes, we will.
Okay.
Sarn's working on a plan.
Old Sarn. Old injured Sarn.
Good old almost dead, compromised, off-balance. Robo-toad Sarn.
He just needs a little stimmy, and then he'll save us all.
You guys should have your stim packs.
I've got such a headache. Hey, Sarn, if I give you a stim pack, can you bend these bars and get us out of here?
No, that is not how stim packs work.
Oh, my God.
And I think it's only going to recover me, like, 2 health.
I was hoping that's how stim packs work.
They're like steroids?
Like spinach?
Oh, they do start with the same letters. All right, going back to Bobbins.
All right.
You're awkwardly looking over the monitor at this gentleman who's staring at the this computer, kind of watching a lot of the different things that are going on in the ship.
Bo Benz has come up with a plan. She walks past like the monitors, like she's just like going about her business, and the stops and the turns, and she's like, "Hey, did you get any of the cake in the break room?"
"Hello, what? Who are? What? No cake."
"Yeah, there's like cake. Didn't you hear? MacGyver skedaddle. It's their last day here. They got a big cake out there. Did you get any? Do you want me to go get you a piece?"
I didn't really know MacGyver.
"Well, you know, it's okay. I mean, the cake's for everybody. Did you want to go get one?"
"Is he dead?"
"Well,
was his
no,
last
I mean,
day
just
living?"
No. Just a good send off to bigger and better things.
Like heaven?"
"Well, no. I mean,
then
maybe.
Hell.
I don't know."
All right,
man.
Roll a deception.
"You don't think he's going to buy my MacGyver skedaddle's retiring party?"
"Oh, I think it's, there's certainly a possibility that he does. And his, what is it? Discipline. So it would be 2 difficulty."
"Okay, that's what it's at now, right?" "Mm-hmm. 2 difficulty."
"All right. That doesn't sound quite. I'm not really a big cake. Who are you?"
"Listen, I just, and she comes around to like the side of the computers with him and is like, you know, trying to be all buddy buddy with him. Like, look, I didn't want to say anything to anybody, but there's no cake.
The cake
was a lie?
We
forgot to get one. The cake was a lie." "I don't even know."
"That's another reference."
"Yeah, no, nobody got cake. I think there's something really goofy going on."
"Is Skedaddle
going on
dead?"
"That... Yeah.
So he's not dead?"
"No, Skedaddle died."
"Oh, no. I hardly knew him."
"Yeah, I didn't want to. I know. I knew you guys were close. I just didn't want to be the one to have to tell you that."
"Okay.
Listen. No, don't. Don't just brush me off, okay?
Watch this. I've been told that this is a very important mission. I have to watch this computer. There's prisoners in here."
"Really? What kind of prisoners?" And she like leans over the computer to kind of like look at them.
"Well, you see, my job is to make sure that the cage stays locked and that no one comes in or out. Well, also, someone did go out. There was someone watching. It looked a lot like you. But we're that's my job is so to monitor this."
"So you're really like the brains behind the operation, right?"
"Well, that's what my mom always says. I'm really, really smart. Too smart for my own good," she says.
"Yeah, like way too smart to be spent here like staring at computer screens all day.
I really should be eating cake. Do you know where I could get any?"
"Yeah, back to listen, there was cake here earlier and it was back in the break room, but I mean, you don't need to be staring at these screens all day. You got to be doing something. Look at you." Is he like kind of body type does this guy have?
"No, he's a scrawny piece of shit, is what he is."
"Dude, oh, yeah, look at you. I mean, like, dude, have you been working out?"
"You sound like you ever see the Rudolph like Rankin Bass? You sound like a nobody wants a Charlie in the box."
"Yeah, exactly. That's the voice I was going for." "Nobody wants a Charlie in the box." "No, actually, I haven't been working out. I've been eating more than usual, I guess."
"Well, that's great, because you really look buff. I know this last week didn't look so buff. This week, you look buffed out."
"Really? That is quite surprising to me."
I bet you could even take that that green guy. Look at him. Look how tough he looks.
What,
that one look- in this.
Oh. No, I don't know. They seem he is pretty injured.
He's pretty like, you know, he's pretty out of it, right?"
"Yeah. It looks yeah.
Hey.
What?
Do you want to have some fun?"
"What? Are you hitting on me? Cuz
that
makes me very nervous."
"Oh, listen. No, totally. Listen, I'm not into that. I'm not into
I am on the clock and this job is important to me and I need to
And you need to impress.
Yes, I need to
impress.
Yes.
Wouldn't it be so impressive if all of these guys saw you knock that guy out.
Yes, it would be.
It would. And you know what? I got a gun. If he starts getting weird or something, we'll just shoot him.
I feel like maybe we shouldn't kill the hostages. I think we need to get authorization for that.
No. You don't want to do that. Look at these guys. Look at these schmoes. And she points over to where the other guys are standing. You know, like, they're all tough, smoking cigarettes. And they didn't ask you. You wanted to join them.
I would love a cigarette. They never asked me.
Wouldn't it be cool? I know. But if you beat this guy up, like if we beat him up together, I'll even beat him up with you. It could be fun.
But it has to look like it was me.
Well, of course. It has to be you.
All
but
right.
If he gets up in a line, then you shoot him.
I think you will need to roll a leadership check. I will give you a bonus die for your Oscar-worthy performance.
All right. So I get... Boost?
Yeah, a boost. All right.
You've successfully seduced Charlie in the box.
Is that your name, Charlie?
Okay, yeah, my name's Charlie. Just call me Charlie. Everyone calls me that anyway.
Oh, is that not your name? What is it?
It's, not that.
Listen, we don't have to be on names. My name's Bo Benz.
Oh. Hello, Bo Benz.
Hi.
All right, well, this is...
You want to go beat up a Twi'lek?
Yeah.
Come on, you want to beat up a Twi'lek. We keep them as slaves. We can beat them up.
You know what? They are stupid.
Right? And we just keep, like, a bunch of them around. There's two of them in cages.
We could just buy more.
Right? Well, they're like an indentured species. Well, me neither. With what they're paying us.
All right. And if he tries anything funny, you'll shoot him, right?
Absolutely.
Because I'm gonna win. I will win this feat of strength. But if I don't,
I bet I don't even have a doubt. But you know what? I got the gun just in backup.
All right.
Do you want a sword? I can give you a sword.
A sword.
I got a vibro sword.
Okay. That sounds pretty badass.
Yeah. Yeah, right? You take the vibro sword. Listen, pop open the cage. We'll run in there. You get the vibro sword. Do a little shank. We get out of here. We'll be back in time for cake.
And then they'll promote me.
And then they'll promote you.
And then someday I'll be the butt radar.
Yeah. If that's your dream, dude, let's go for it.
Okay. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's do it, man. Let's do it.
All right.
I just have a quick question here.
Okay.
Did they take the binders off?
Of whom?
Me and Mac.
We're in a prison, so why would we be binded?
I don't remember them taking it off, but I agree with Mac.
I want to say I'm so proud of our Bo Benz getting her first hostage. I mean, it was a lot more elaborate than ours was, but she's doing it.
But yes, I've got some pointers to talk to her about.
No. Let's see how she does. I think that I was surprised she got. I'm surprised she won this.
All right, hold on. I got to switch gears here for just a quick second. I'll be right back.
Uh oh. Oh, let's take a break.
Yeah, break time. Break, bitch.
All right, so you're this guy over here, Charlie, is following you back through over by.
Wait, did he disengage the cage?
No, I didn't think that was part of the plan.
Well, how else is he going to fight me?
He's got to get you out of the cage.
Is that what you wanted?
Well, how else are you going to fight him?
I thought I was just going to arm wrestle him through the bars or something.
I mean, that wouldn't be as cool.
I don't know. I was caught up in the moment.
No, that's why we got the gun, you know? That's why if anything goes bad and they're like, "Oh, they're going to attack." We just shoot them. I mean, what are they going to do? Dodge? Like,
so what? We open the cage?
Mhm.
All right.
And haul ass and we kill them, and then we have a little party afterwards, you and me.
Will there be cake?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Then how about you? Yeah, you go in there and hold them at gunpoint, and I'll open the cage and I'll come in there. You get them ready to wrestle.
Okay. I mean, if that's what you want, I'll go in there with the gun. I'll point it at them. But if you don't lift the cage, the whole thing's just kind of pathetic.
No, I will open the cage and I'm gonna come in there, and you're gonna. And we're going to get it. I'm going to set it to record. And then we'll get it on video. And then we'll show all these. I'll get some cigarettes.
All right, Charlie. I'm trusting you, though, because if I go in there and you don't come in after you lift that cage, I'm going to look like a real fool.
What do you think I'll look like?
You'll be all right. Fair enough. Okay, cool. Oh, and she starts running out, and as she's running, she's like, I really fucking hope this works.
All right. And then you see... Wait, hold on. First you should interact with the people in the cage.
Yeah, no, I'm going to try to run in there, and like as I'm running, I get to the cage, and like as fast as I can, I'm trying to explain to them exactly what's about to happen.
Wait, what?
Okay, so this guy is going to come in. He's going to lift. He's a total nerd. He's going to lift the cage. Tharn, you just got to fight him. I told him I would give him my sword because I really didn't convince him. I didn't think he would do it, but listen, I got a gun.
Why would you volunteer your sword?
Because he was like really like iffy about it. Look, he's a real weakling. Just lift it up. Fight him out. You'll be great. You got that Robo-2.
Do you not see me right now?
Listen, dude. This is the best thing I could come up with. There's a lot of people in there. A lot of people.
In the cage, right, like a garage door, it's opening as you guys are talking to each other.
All right, look cool.
Mac, when he gets out here and we start fighting, you make a run for that weapons cage.
What weapon cage? I'm still laying on the floor.
Get your ass up.
As the cage rolls up, I sort of just start rolling out of the cage. Just like casually rolling. Just real casual like though.
Once I start fighting this guy, go to the weapons locker and grab our weapons.
I've rolled away.
Where's away?
He's just rolling on the ground. Like a slug.
Okay, all right. Let's do it then.
So, you just rolled?
As the cage opened up, I rolled out.
Just rude.
And didn't listen to anyone.
I mean, I listened. I mean, you don't know what I'm doing. I'm just trying to be very
casual.
Nobody
does.
Yeah, well, let's hopefully, like, you know, I'm very casual. I just rolled out.
All right. So, Mac just rolls out. And at that moment, as the cage starts moving, as it starts to come up towards you, like, mid-body and head, the lights dim. And they inexplicably turn a shade of red. And then... you look towards the door where Bobbins just came out, and you see this Wookiee in a tie and glasses, and he's wearing like a suit jacket, but he's rolled up the sleeves. So you just see him standing there with his hands to his sides, clenched. He's very scrawny, but he looks very pissed, and he's ready to do what it takes to get to the next level.
All right, Charlie, look at you, you badass. Look at you.
Do you like what I do with the lights?
Yeah, it's really atmospheric, dude. You really should get into some sort of like video like production.
It's going to look really great on video.
Oh, man, it's going to look so cool. Oh, if we could have gotten a smoke screen, that would have been even better.
Oh, that would be awesome. And then out of his hands comes his vibro sword. And it's way too big for him. But he is holding it kind of like the... What is that? The lightsaber kid, more or less? He's very excited from, you know, that old meme. And he's coming towards you, and it's like, okay, so what? I just...
Just slash and dash. Close your eyes and give him a slash.
Okay. So this is combat.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
I was just gonna say that this is combat. He's gonna get the first whack, because that's kind of the agreement. You're under gunpoint, and to keep up appearances, you will get the first whack. What were you gonna say?
I was going to say I would just run up and drop kick him in the chest.
I mean, he is a Charlie in the box.
Can I toss Sarn my rifle?
I don't want to fire it because that might...
Okay, good point.
Alert.
Also, he's our new hostage. We got to take him
out of character. He's
Charlie.
Got a sword.
We don't want Charlie.
I kind of want Charlie.
I mean, I kind of
like
Charlie.
No, you don't.
You
rolled away.
I'm rolling towards the locker.
I can't hear you.
I'm rolling towards the locker.
Ever since we lost Michael, I felt like something's been missing in our lives.
It's not a goddamn Charlie.
It's not a goddamn Charlie.
All right. Okay. So I guess we'll have to roll for initiative, because I don't know how we're going to break this tie.
I'm not in this, right? I rolled away.
Yes, you rolled away. Okay. We gave you a chance to be a part of this, and you rolled away.
I just assumed it was vigilance.
Yes. All right. So you will get first crack at him. You do not have any weapons.
No, but I have some skills.
Yeah, you have skills.
All right, I'm going to quick strike him by running and jumping and kicking him, right? Drop kicking him in the chest.
You don't really need to give a quick strike because you already have the initiative, right?
But this adds a boost.
Okay.
It says add boost per rank of quick strike to combat checks against targets that have not yet acted in this encounter.
Okay.
So brawl?
It would be brawl. All
right. I have to add a difficulty because I'm off balance.
Okay.
And a boost. Oh, man, I am not good at brawl. Oh, really not good.
I just
missed completely.
Oh, no. All right, so you jump for him. So he's just kind of walking up to you, basically like he thinks he's going to be shooting a fish in a barrel, and you just come charging. You suck up the air, and you're like, because you're hurt, and you're just like, and you... pull it together, and you just charge at him, and you're going to drop kick him square in between the pecs and put this man into a pile of dust. But you miss and fall directly onto your tuchus, more or less serving yourself up for this little dweeb for his next attack.
Yeah, sounds about right.
And Charlie looks over to Bobbins and it sort of gives her a smile. It's like, you're right. This is going to be easy. And pulls up the vibro sword And let's see. Does that have the backup sword right now? But he will take it and swings it at you.
Can I attempt to dodge?
Can any of us interfere?
Can you interfere?
Yeah. Like, I have
Can
a gun.
I have found the gun locker?
I will let you enter the initiative after this attack. But at this point, I think you guys... Well, no. Mac, you rolled away.
Towards the gun locker.
You don't even know what that is.
I was listening to Sarn.
Okay. All right. My bad.
Don't block teamwork.
I'm sorry I even thought about blocking teamwork. All right. Weapons, vibro sword. Why is it not coming up? Try. I'm going to restart real quick.
No, that's fine. My computer just restarted on me, forced me to restart, and uploaded all these updates, and now
you're going to be panicking.
When I come back.
Okay. Vibro sword. Nothing. All right. Well, he's just going to swing... Was that melee?
Yeah, but I would like to dodge.
All right. So your dodge, what does dodge do?
It just adds a difficulty.
It adds a difficulty. He's going to get a boost because you're on the ground. I still think the added difficulty is doesn't cancel out the boost. So I think you're in good shape or better shape.
Okay.
Did you apply your
yes
strength?
Yeah, but I took note of how Mac rolled away, so that's my plan, is to kind of like roll to the side as he swings the sword.
Okay, so you were inspired by Mac rolling to do your own rolling.
Yes,
nice. There's a wonderful symmetry here.
two out of the three of us are just rolling.
Just rolling.
We could so rolling.
We couldn't see that tiger.
Oh, all right. Well, good for you. I don't know if I can share this. Whatever. There we go. There's a picture. It failed. Three advantages. So he came down and swung at you and then hit directly into the ground. The advantages for Charlie is that it did make you roll... further than you expected, making your next check will need a, what do you call it?
Setback?
A setback, yeah. A black die.
Oh, boy.
All right. So you did, the rest of you, so we end that round. The rest of you had said something about wanting to join the fight. Is that happening? Should you enter combat?
Yes, I'm entering combat.
Okay.
I am waiting to find the gun locker. You stopped rolling, and I'm looking around for a gun locker. So,
okay. Is this the encounter where I have to upgrade the difficulty for compromised?
Yeah, this would. I mean, because you didn't do it in the other encounters, so this would have to be it.
Okay, so I mean, I should have added another.
That's fine.
I already failed it.
I think. All right,
Cheryl,
Bobbins, I put you
Cheryl,
in.
Cheryl, vigilance or cool?
I don't remember which.
Cool is like if you're caught off guard.
I think that's right.
Okay.
No, it sounds backwards, doesn't it?
All right.
Yeah.
All right, whatever. Just roll that.
But that's how we've been doing it. Yeah, I don't really know what
the... That's true. That's fair.
All right. So you will be after the NPC. Mac, you roll around. Did you? You were rolling, but you were listening to Sarn. I've learned.
Yes.
It did not look or sound like you were listening. looked and sounded like you were just rolling.
That was part of the deception.
Okay.
Why would you try to hide it from us? From me?
Because he was walking in. I was just rolled away. Okay. The gate opened. I rolled away. I saw an opportunity. I went for it. I listened to as I went. Where's the goddamn guns? Okay. Perception.
Well, that was what I was about to say. Sarn pointed to where the gun locker was.
All right.
Did you hear that part?
Yes.
Okay, great. So you will not need to perceive it.
Good.
Great. All right, you head towards the locker. It's down here in the corner. It looks like what humans in our universe may call a locker.
Okay.
It is locked.
Okay. Can I somehow, like, jimmy it open?
I think it would be, since this is space, it will be a computer's check. And let's say
a locker?
Yeah, it's like those gun lockers, you know, they got, like, codes and stuff on them.
In space, they do.
I swear, you know what? I know what you're going for, but I think I could deceive this lock.
This is your password.
I think
of course this key totally fits.
No, I'm going to just try to jimmy it open. Can I use athletics for that?
Athletics is worse than computers, isn't it?
I don't really even know. I'm just trying to be realistic about this.
Is that... What, you're going to jump on it? Like it's an Olympic event?
I was going to kick it.
Or streetwise.
Would that just be brawling at that point?
Can I brawl?
So you're gonna try to pound on it.
I was gonna try to, if it's a locker like you're describing it, I was gonna try to stick my fingers in it, you know. By the way, I don't know if you guys know this, I work with lockers on a daily basis. And I was gonna rip it open.
Okay, so now you want, okay, so it's an athletics check.
Yeah.
All right. Sure. But it's gonna be difficult.
Two or three?
Let's say... No, it's definitely more than two.
I think you doubt my strength.
I do. So,
how dare you?
Let's say it's one red and two purple.
What? All right, that's fine.
You don't even know what that means.
I don't care.
None of this matters.
And I still succeeded.
Two threats, though.
So I imagine I'm up on the locker, like, just with my foot, and I'm, like, ripping the door off with my intense strength. And I'm really mocking whatever gods out there for doubting my strength. And the threat is I probably, well, you could decide the threat. I was going to suggest some, maybe, like, you know, I'm a little tired.
You sliced your finger a little bit. On the edge of the locker.
Slightly winded.
He's in need of Band-Aid. No. The locker starts shrieking a loud, loud alarm.
That does not seem like a threat. That seems like a failure.
No, it opens.
Thank you, Sardy.
It opens.
That god you mocked just starts just like, where are your gods now?
It is just shrieking an alarm.
Okay. Start grabbing all the weapons as fast as possible.
All right, let's go through another round before. Well, actually, Mac, why don't we just add you to the combo?
Do I have all the guns?
They fell on top of you.
I'm running in like I'm loaded like Rambo.
I added you to combat, so go ahead and roll.
And out of all the weapons they have in your hand, it's your diplomat.
Can you turn down the alarm a little bit?
No.
Really?
This is your doing.
I got it. I figured it on my end. Because, what? I'm, like, running around. I got a blaster in one hand. I got someone of Sarn's guns in my other. I'm just kind of running around.
Yes, like a Christmas tree of death.
A Christmas tree of death. Wow. I hope you write that down.
But it is blaring, and would you please, did you roll your initiative?
Hold on. Yes. Am I vigilance or cool?
No, I just go with vigilance. This is what we're all doing now.
It doesn't matter. Nobody cares anymore.
No.
Okay. Oh, crazy.
Congratulations. You have awarded the team two PCs before Charlie gets another whack.
Someone hit Charlie in the back of the head. Sorry, do you want another crack at him?
No, I want my rifle now that the alarm's blaring.
Can I shoot him?
No, don't shoot him. We have to, you know.
We're not going to take him hostage.
But he's such a character.
He's not.
He's got a great voice. All right, just talk him unconscious. I don't care. And I run up. And
throw me the rifle.
I throw you everything.
Okay. But if you guys are going to start doing throwings like this, just keep it. Well, no. That's not exactly where I'm going. I'm talking about eating turns.
Right.
What if this? Sure. Okay, so I'm behind. Okay. I'm behind Charlie. Does he see me coming up behind him?
No, you evaded his gaze by rolling underneath. So
what if I just hold him up with behind him? Like I come up behind him with two guns. I'm like, you shoot, I shoot, buddy.
You seem kind of far away.
I think you. In order to
I have
in
a
order,
rifle.
Hold on, let me go first.
I do have a rifle. No.
You could do that. That would be, you know, in a maneuver to announce yourself and
I just don't know if we have to end this thing with death.
It's kind of too late. We've myrtleized.
It's not
everyone.
Too late. He's not dead yet.
We've myrtleized a lot of people.
Yeah, but
does it have to be a Charlie in the box next?
Yes. I want to stand up. Which uses my maneuver, and then I want to taunt him to look towards me.
Taunt him, okay. So you're trying to grab his attention.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
What if I run up and just hit him in the back of the head with your rifle?
I need to get his attention away.
All right, we're going to initiate this maneuver. Distraction. Okay. Distract. Yes. And then we run.
Yes, but that's your turn. Sorry. Yeah.
All right, so I don't need to roll like coercion or anything.
No, it's your turn. You're taunting him in a way that grabs his attention.
Yeah, come on, you big Charlie.
Oh no, I'm never gonna miss twice.
That's
why I run
buddy.
Up and start swinging.
I will be the butt radar someday.
Look at you! You can't even carry that sword.
Yes, I can.
Come on. We all know you're tired.
Not as tired as you big jerk. All right, now it is another PC turn.
Now it's Mac had a hit in time?
Yes. So you will need a maneuver to move closer to him.
All right.
I would say you're at medium, so you would need two maneuvers to get within, striking range, which is a strain, which is a sprint. You will need a dead sprint.
Okay.
All right, so I will apply strain.
One strain. Four sprint.
One strain for headache. And then your attack would be a melee.
Melee. All right. Any difficulty?
Just average.
Do I have any boost because I'm running up on him and he doesn't see me coming?
I'll give you a boost because Sarn was distracting him. No, because I really hate all of you. You make my job very difficult.
All right.
You hit him in the head. Success is for... Is that four wounds? Is that how that works?
He's emotionally damaged from that hit.
No. Well, I mean, probably.
Why did you just shoot him? Oh, you don't want to kill him for some weird reason.
Because I'm a nice guy. The best this guy around.
So one, two. All right. So melee, which would be your strength, which is 3.
Probably hated him. Don't know my own strength.
Yeah, you hit him pretty good. He's very disoriented. You catch him off guard. He's surprised to have been hit in the back of the head. He thought this was going to be a fair fight. It turns out, perhaps.
A fair fight? He's got a 5-1 sword, and I didn't have one.
Well, he has a different definition of fair fight. And he is now with the vibro sword. Actually, no. You knock him out.
Knocked him out.
He's gone.
Bulbeds, pick him up. Taking him with him.
We're not taking him with us. Grab your vibro sword and give me a rifle.
I give you a rifle right away. I got your rifle. I got your rifle.
I check it.
See,
look over
we
it,
don't have to kill him all the time.
Kiss it gently.
I give you all your other weapons too.
I think I only had one other blaster pistol.
Well, I got it to you, bud. Do you see that awesome pistol, rifle whip I gave him?
Yeah, that was pretty cool, man.
I got a really good run and jump on it. He didn't see me coming. Nobody ever expects to get hit in the back of the head.
I pick up Charlie and kind of like cradle him like a baby for a second and then just put him back where the cage is, like inside the cage.
Check his pockets.
Put him in the cage?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right. I'm trying to give you guys your stuff back. I don't know who had what. Mac, you had a pistol. What is this? EL3. Is that the... Is this the diplomat's pistol?
Yeah.
All right.
I had like 3 guns, I think.
You had a molecular dagger.
Yeah.
Did you have a rifle?
Maybe.
Wait. Bobbins, you still have your rifle, right? I gave you a rifle.
Yeah, I had a rifle. Yeah.
And a spiked mace, but you no longer have your vibro sword, strangely.
Where'd that go?
I have one blaster pistol left in the safe.
Yeah, that's mine.
You have 2 pistols?
I might have had 2 pistols, actually.
I thought you'd get, well, whatever. Just take this and shut up.
Yeah, you know I'm not going to use a pistol.
I don't really know what we're doing here. Okay. So
you're the one that should.
I should. That's really scary. You knocked out this tiny little man. He's sitting face down. His tie is splayed flat across the ground, and he's just sitting there, kind of twitching.
Sorry.
He was a really sweet kid. I feel bad for him. And Bo Benz, just picks him up, kind of like on the back of his shirt, and just. Like, looks around, doesn't know where to put him, so she puts him back where the cage is, you know, in case the cage comes down, then he'll be inside of it.
Okay.
I want to grab the vibro sword and try to unlock Makara's cage.
Okay. You grab the vibro sword, you go up to her cage. It's very similar to yours. If you're able to open the easier... Well... Okay. You probably can't open... You can cut open... So she's got a... All right. Sorry. I have 100 thoughts at once. So she has a similar cage to what you had. You have the big bars around going vertically. And behind the big bars, there's more like a mesh or like a chain link fence for comparison. And you could probably cut the chain link fence. If you cut the chain link fence, then you'll have a bigger gap. But it's not really a human gap size.
No, after seeing that, I kind of want to just pass her one of the pistols.
Okay, you still will need to attempt to cut that.
Right.
It's going to be, I don't know. What check do you think it would be? I mean, melee might work. Athletics might work.
Yeah, I think athletics.
Okay.
Because I'm going to swing really hard towards it.
All right, so it's a feat of strength.
Right.
Okay.
And is that encounter over?
The encounter's over, yeah. I mean, unless you guys are fighting each other.
Well, no, but I just have
to... Oh, no, you won't have... No. No, no, not for this.
And... Yes.
Okay, you succeed. So you cut... She gets scared for a moment thinking, you know, you're wielding a sword at her. And you cut right down into the chain link fence. You cut it open. And there is enough space in there for you to hand her a weapon.
I pass her a pistol.
Okay.
I say, I know you may not want to use it, but if you have to.
Well, like on my... Oh, I'm sorry. I did the wrong voice.
Not on your...
Like,
yeah,
like on myself? Like on my... On me? Like if this goes really sideways?
No, you saved the last charge for yourself.
Oh, God. I'm not going to kill myself.
Okay, then use the last charge on me.
I'd rather be a slave than dead.
Really?
Yeah.
Must not have been too bad then.
Wow, you got a good mentality.
It's really optimistic that you still have that over all these years.
Good mental health.
Next work.
I'm just saying, I don't really believe in the Force and all that gobbledygook, so.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it seems unrealistic to me, personally.
Okay, I don't know what that has to do with it, but.
Well, I'm not going to kill myself, is what I'm saying.
Okay, fine. Then go down fight
talking religion.
All right. Okay, I will take your pistol.
Yeah.
Well, found your sister as a plus.
Yes, we have to get her out. But on the other side, there are guards. Guards are going to be coming.
It's a surprise they're not here already, because they're only one room away, and there is an alarm blaring. And
they had to finish their cigarettes.
Yeah, plus, they are now, hopelessly addicted.
Another question. Only our weapons were in the locker?
Yes.
I was
really hoping for thermal.
Yeah, I just grabbed the whole lot. I didn't grab it. I didn't think about what I grabbed, so.
Well, also, that was all that was in there. The prisoners.
Is it like an evidence locker?
No, that's fun.
Sarn's going to run, knowing that they're over there because we saw them walk. Sarn's going to hide behind the locker and take aim.
Like,
okay.
Like behind the door?
The Not locker. Behind the door, behind the locker.
Okay, because I'm behind the door.
Wait, the door of the locker?
Yeah.
Okay, you can be behind the door of the open locker.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, yeah, you guys are both hiding around various parts of the locker.
Yeah.
All right. A Wookiee barges in in response, and he looks around, and his gun is drawn.
Obens, get him.
The prisoners escaped.
The prison. You let the prisoners escape?
I tried to tell him not to, but he wanted to be really cool and impress
what is this
you guys,
alarm?
And he like.
The locker is open. Do they also have their guns?
Quick strike.
It all happened so fast.
Okay.
Tackle him.
All right.
Darn, take aim. We gotta take this guy out quick.
Well, I took aim.
He's taking aim.
I'm aiming for
and
my
now,
scope.
Now Sarn's gonna fire. Soon as he says, do they have their weapons?
Okay.
Boom.
Alright.
What?
Sarn is gearing up his...
Oh, okay.
And a triumph.
Alright. What would you like
his
triumph
is
to be?
Head explosion.
Let me see. Let's hear some ideas. I definitely want to do damage.
Okay.
But I also want to knock him prone. And the gun flew out of his hand.
All right, so you did 11 damage to this poor rookie who was only doing his job. Where did you hit him?
His shoulder.
All right. You blew a gigantic hole in his shoulder. Blood is squirting out of his shoulder. A life-threateningly amount, and he falls to the ground completely and utterly dead.
Okay. All right. But he's the only one that came out?
Yeah.
Okay. Mac.
Yes.
Let's push this locker against that door.
All right.
Start pushing.
Is it possible to do?
Yeah. You can do that.
All right. So, yeah, I want to barricade this door.
Barricade. Okay.
All right.
No.
Is there another way out of this door, out of this room, or is this the only way out?
I mean, I see lots of doors here.
That's a good point. Lots of
doors. If I perceived anything, then there are lots of doors.
I just gave Tiger such a headache. You saw that right there. Lots of doors.
So many doors.
We're going to kick them all in.
Yep. Or out.
So, yes, I would like to push that cabinet.
We barricade the door, and they open up another one.
They just pop out from behind. Or the door opens the other way.
Like the Big Lebowski.
The Big Lebowski, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yes.
Okay.
And as you do that, that very thing happens. And the leader that you had seen before with the laser eye patch walks in through the other door with two other Wookiees.
God damn it, we picked the wrong door.
Shoot that one, shoot that one.
Did you forget that we could see this on the goddamn video?
Oh yeah, he definitely was going to record it. He got the lights down low.
Yes.
Really cool.
Yeah. Shut up. And I start blasting.
And we just used our only cover.
Yes. All right. And so he bursts in, and as they burst in, the lights change from red to bright white. It is lit up like a racquetball court. And being dropped in from the center of it on a platform on strings above is the butt radar. But he doesn't drop all the way to the floor. He is sitting up high where you can see him, but he does not touch the floor.
She. Okay.
Yeah. All this misgendering. And the butt radar is holding a gigantic Gatling gun. Say hello to my little friend.
And only Tiger's gonna know this if he listens to this whole thing. And Tiger, if you listen to this, you're a big, big bitch. Oh crap, here comes Andy.